drive them up in the hoof, right? You drive these nails up in, into the hoof.
Into the hoof, yes.
And then
bend them over, then cup them, then just bump that against his hoof. That's the way they kept them on.
Mm-hmm. And then when they got worn out, that's when you got to deal with them.
Well, sometimes a mule would come up with one missing. We called it throwing a shoe.
Oh.
It'd be off his foot. We called that throwing it off. I mean, he'd throw his shoe off.
I see.
Yes.
In other words, the nails would just wear down.
Wear down, or come loose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the shoe would wear down thin, and the nail head would go, the horseshoe nail would go through it.
Did you do that work yourself, or did
regular the people had done that kind of work for a living. I've had many mules shod back then.
If a child in school would tell a story on somebody, some other child, what would he be called?
What we call that?
Yeah.
He just lied on him.
Lied on him?
Yes, sir.
That'd be pretty bad.
Now they mostly say storied on him. But that ain't it. That ain't the word for it. It's lie.
Mm-hmm. And if you were... when your boy got your head down the ground and turned over, what?
Call that turning Thomas
heads. I see. Did you do much swimming?
Yes, sir. I could swim good.
How did you learn?
When I first started trying to learn to swim, I used two molasses bucket made out of tin, just like you pour molasses in it. I'd put bales, a rope through those bales, one on one side, one on the other, put that rope through it and tie it around my back. Then when I'd get out in the water, why, them buckets would hold me up.
I see.
Yes.
I see. And you learned
paddling and keep with your feet.
Good idea.
Yes.
Did you ever, was the water deep enough that you could do much, get up on a, get out on a plank and jump in?
Well, we never did jump off a plank, but we'd always get up on a bank after I learned to swim.
Mm-hmm.
And I call that diving into it, headphones.
And the water was deep enough
yes.
that you could really,
dive right into it, off the bank.
Later on, when you, got interested in girls, how would you meet a girl? How would you, would you tell her that you were interested in her?
Well, that was one bad mistake I made. Got interested in this and I got here. run into her at a candy breaking one time. The candy breaking. And I looked at her that night pretty good. And in that candy breaking we went to, I went to hit, and she was there. And I began to ease over next to her and get talking to her and told her my name. She told me her. And we started from there.
I see. That changed that. It's just about to run out, isn't it?